presumptuous Buzz. Here. I can call you Buzz.
Buzz.
Okay.
That's a legal name. Passport, okay. Driver's license.
And I am Uncle Coney tonight.
Uncle Coney.
Let's talk about this, because this is fascinating. I remember very clearly, I think anybody who was alive at the time does, I remember my parents waking me up, and we went down and we watched you guys land on the moon.
No,
which
you didn't.
Was,
no, you didn't.
What?
Because there wasn't any television. There wasn't anybody taking a picture. You watched animation. See, you associated what you saw with...
I have very hazy memories.
Yeah, I know.
Why has nobody been to the moon in such a long time?
That's not an 8-year-old's question. That's my question. I want to know, but I think I know. Because we didn't go there, and that's the way it happened. And if it didn't happen, it's nice to know why it didn't happen. Because there's no gravity. And I'm a diver, a scuba diver, and when you get down underneath the water, you're floating.
Zoe, what do you say?
Thank you.
You are very, very welcome.
I'm sorry, Jay.
No,
I'm sorry.
I could see that how that would affect your Christmas.
I made that whole thing up.
What?
I'm sorry. I guess I just wanted to seem interesting. I guess there's a real danger of that on this show.
There's a pressure.
Well, yeah.
I guess.
People come out and they've run out of anecdotes, you know, and they just start making stuff up.
Yeah.
Like that Neil Armstrong guy. Have you seen him on the talk shows?
Neil Armstrong. You mean the first man to walk on the moon?
Talk about a fish story.
Yeah.
Man, and they're buying it.
Oh yeah.
Mr. Armstrong, Bart Sibrel, ABC Digital. Wanted to give you the opportunity to swear on the Bible that you walked on the moon. Will you put your left hand on the Bible and swear to God that you walked on the moon?
Gentlemen.
Mr. Sibrel.
Yes? If you really walked on the moon, why would you not do that? So why don't you just put the end to the record in the argument and put your hand on the Bible, swear to God you walked on the moon.
Mr. Sibrel, knowing you, that's probably a fake Bible.
Really? Gentlemen. Well, no, it's a real Bible.
You have the opportunity to have $5,000.
The meeting is not open.
Well, you have $5,000 cash. You can give it to charity if you'd swear on the Bible that you walked on the moon. So why don't you put your hand on the Bible and swear to God that you walked
Gentlemen,
on the moon?
Mr. Sibrel, you do not deserve answers.
Neil Armstrong, you mean the first man to walk on the moon?
Talk about a fish story.
Yeah.
Man, and they're buying it.
Oh, yeah.